T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Another successful SpaceX launch. We've got the story.
Kansas health officials report 3,600 new coronavirus cases. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Police asking for help in Wichita homicide investigation. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm Rodney Price. Sedgwick County commissioners get an update on COVID in the community. That story is ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holiday. Yesterday, we got to 87 for the high in Wichita. Today, we will be breezy and a bit warmer. Our complete forecast here in just a few minutes.
Another successful launch of humans into orbit for SpaceX, but this one comes with a twist.
Cheers from workers on the ground after the liftoff of a SpaceX rocket carrying a Dragon crew capsule. This time it's loaded with 4 amateur astronauts, not a single one from NASA. Billionaire Jared Isaacman's leading the crew as they orbit Earth for 3 days. With him is a bone cancer survivor, a community college educator, and a data engineer. They're in a pretty high orbit, too, circling the world about 100 miles higher than the International Space Station. Isaacman had to convince SpaceX to go that high because of radiation concerns. After a safety check, the company agreed. The crew heads back to Earth this weekend. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Wichita police are still trying to locate 23-year-old Keyshawn Dawson. He's wanted for murder and other charges stemming from a fatal shooting in Wichita's Old Town.
During a Wednesday news briefing, police said that based on tips from the public, Dawson may be in South Wichita. However, family members are not being helpful in that search. Officer Danielle Watson said the search for Dawson is a top priority and the community can help.
Someone has information on Keyshawn's whereabouts, and he knows that the police is looking for him. If you have information about Keyshawn, please let us know.
Police say Dawson is considered to be armed and dangerous. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Kansas Department of Health and Environment is reporting just over 3,600 new coronavirus cases since Monday and 28 deaths. In Sedgwick County, there have been 370 new cases since Tuesday.
And the County Commission has received the latest update on COVID.
Deputy County Manager Tim Kaufman reported the latest rolling positivity rate is over 9%. However, the rate last week was much higher.
Of the folks that we sampled, almost 1,700 folks last week, 21% of those results came back as positive.
He also reported a 600% increase in testing since June 28th. The county is testing between 300 and 400 people per day. There are 206 people in local hospitals with COVID, an increase of 9 from the week before. 78 people are in ICU, an increase of 5. Out of the county's total population, 41.9% are fully vaccinated. Last week, the county said roughly 10% of people have natural immunity from a previous infection. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Police are investigating a possible rape on the Wichita State University campus. The alleged rape at Shocker Hall took place Sunday and was reported Tuesday. In a statement, University President Rick Mumis says Wichita State University does not tolerate any act of sexual violence. He added that student safety is their top priority on the campus and they take any report of sexual violence seriously.
The Senate Judiciary Committee listened to testimony yesterday from four elite female gymnasts about the FBI's failure to investigate their reports of abuse by a former gymnastic team doctor.
USA gymnast Michaela Maroney told senators while seated next to fellow gymnasts Simone Biles, Allie Raisman, and Maggie Nichols that she told the FBI in 2015 USA Gymnastics doctor Larry Nassar was abusing her, and when they finally got around to documenting her case, what they wrote was false.
They had legal, legitimate evidence of child abuse and did nothing. If they're not going to protect me, I want to know, who are they trying to protect?
FBI Director Christopher Wray said after the FBI Inspector General report over the summer found violations and errors in the handling of their cases, the FBI supervisory agent was demoted and in the past week fired. But Maroney and other gymnasts said more accountability is required of gymnastics and Olympic officials as well as of the FBI. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
The Wichita Wind Surge baseball team getting really close to a spot in the championship. I'm Ted Woodward, and we'll have that coming up in sports.
A vaccine maker makes its case for a COVID booster shot. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. A top Republican lawmaker in Kansas says he's concerned about President Joe Biden's plan to resettle about 500 Afghan evacuees in the state of Kansas because he doesn't know how well they're being vetted. Senate President Ty Masterson says he's worried that the evacuees could come to Kansas with COVID-19 infections and that vetting by Biden's administration won't keep terrorists or terrorist sympathizers out. Biden's administration began notifying governors Wednesday of where it plans to resettle nearly 37,000 Afghan evacuees, and 490 are set to come to Kansas.
A vaccine maker making its case for a COVID booster shot.
Recent studies have suggested an edge for the Moderna vaccine when it comes to long-term effectiveness, but the company is tempering that with a new analysis as an FDA advisory panel prepares to take up the booster shot debate Friday. Moderna says data from its clinical trial shows a higher risk of infection among people vaccinated some 13 months ago compared to those vaccinated about 8 months ago, though in either case the numbers were small and most were not severe cases of COVID. That study has not been peer-reviewed yet. Still, Moderna says it suggests waning immunity and more evidence that a booster is needed. So far, the FDA has only authorized a third dose of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines for those with compromised immune systems. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Witnesses say a hammer-wielding man burst into a crowded pediatrician's office in New York City, in the suburb, that is, of Teaneck, New Jersey, looking for Jewish people to attack.
Staff, parents, and children say they barricaded themselves in closets, bathrooms, examination rooms, and offices as he screamed, "Are you Jewish?" Cops caught him, and he's charged with assault, but not with a hate crime. Dove Hyken, founder of Americans Against Antisemitism, wants to know why.
And why this is shoved under the rug, not even called a hate crime, not even called a hate crime. It's, you know, we checked into it. Are you Jewish? What the hell did that mean? Are you Jewish?
Congressman Josh Gottheimer, who represents Teaneck, also calling it an anti-Semitic attack. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
The finalists are in for this year's class in the Toy Hall of Fame.
Hey, do you feel like shooting a game of pool? All right, I'll rack, you break. Nice shot. Billiards among the finalists being considered for a November induction into the Toy Hall of Fame. Other finalists include those rosy-cheeked and oh-so-cute Cabbage Patch dolls, American Girl Dolls, and the Pinata. Anybody for a board game? Up for consideration are Battleship, Risk, The Settlers of Catan, and Mahjong. To be inducted, toys must have withstood tests of time and memory, changed play or toy design, and fostered learning, creativity, or discovery. The winners will be inducted November 4th. John Saucier, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:11, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock.
The DuckDuckGo route you can trust. Watch out starting at 9 a.m. We've got a closing happening today. It's the southbound I-135 exit to southbound I-235. Going to close at 9 a.m. today. That'll go until 3 p.m. They're doing some bridge repairs there, especially on the guardrail repair. Again, that's a I-135's exit to southbound I-235 closing today at 9 a.m. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
7:11, Steve and Ted, the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast now. With Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. Good morning, Ron L.
Hey, good morning, Steve. One day closer to the weekend. Yes. How we doing?
Counting down the days. Just two more days till the weekend. We're doing fine.
Yeah.
It's pretty mild weather out there this morning so far, anyway.
Yeah, not all that bad. And not only one day closer to the weekend, but just a few days before we, actually wrap up the state fair. And it looks like we've got some fairly quiet days ahead. We may try to sneak in a slim storm chance up towards the Hutchinson area, but I expect Wichita to stay dry. So I'll talk more about that in just a moment. Getting into that Wichita forecast, we've got lots of sunshine today, a southeasterly breeze, possibly getting up to around 15 to 20 miles an hour, 91 degrees for a high. So that southerly flow sending us back up into those toasty 90s, and it looks like we'll continue that trend through this upcoming weekend. Mostly clear tonight, 68 degrees for a high, southeasterly winds at 8 to 18. A few more clouds building by the time we get into our Friday. Still looking at a high right around 91 degrees, and by the time we get into the overnight hours, it looks like any clouds that build will kind of clear back out by the time we get into our Saturday. Once again, high of 91. If somebody is playing Powerball or Mega Million, if you can't play the number 91, I don't know. I don't play the lottery like that. Flip it around and play 19. A lot of 91s in this forecast. Yeah. By the time we get into Sunday, still looking at lots of sunshine to wrap up the weekend. Winds gusty at times into the start of next week. Still looking at low 90s, but here's where we'll take a much cooler turn. Potent cold front blows in, cooling us off to 80 degrees. Very, very slim chance of a random shower or storm, so much so that we don't have a chance in there just yet. We're going to go ahead and keep things dry. I have 82 by the time we get into Wednesday. Official start to fall. And by the time we get into Thursday, maybe warming up a little bit more, 84, but that's pretty close to average for this time of year. So some toasty days ahead, but some cool ones as well. Right now we're at 64 degrees, got some clear, fair skies, southeast winds, light at 5 miles an hour, visibility up to 10 miles, so no fog, no mist out there. And real quick, Steve, for that Kansas State Fair, late day tomorrow, afternoon, evening hours, anybody that's going to be up there, it could be interrupted by a random storm. So just something to keep in mind.
You know, as I recall over the years, they have a pretty good record of staying dry. It gets kind of hot on the midway up there. But I remember one year, though, it was wet, and my grandkids were real little. We went to up there, and we had to haul them in their little wagon through the mud out there. So, they got a pretty good record, though, over the years. They keep dry. This is a good time.
All right. Yeah, and even this year hasn't really been too bad. I think they had to put one of their concerts on hold not too long ago. But, other than that, things have been fine.
All right. Thank you, Ron L., the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast. With Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. 7:15 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. With a mostly sunny sky yesterday, cooler temperatures across south central Kansas. The high was only 87. Normal high for the date, 84. So not bad at all. 7:15, Steve and Ted, and we like to share stories about people who work and just maybe put in so many, many years doing the same thing and doing a job. More than 90 years after starting, Maine's oldest lobster harvester is still doing that at the age of 101.
Whoa!
Virginia Oliver is the oldest lobster fisher in the state and possibly the oldest one in the world. Oliver still faithfully tends to her 200 traps off Rockland, Maine, with her 78-year-old son, Max.
They've got their routine.
Yep. She started catching lobsters when she was 8 and has no intention to stop.
Yeah, she's got her gig, and she's sticking to it.
She's a lobster person. Oliver also said she's concerned about the health of the lobster population, which he said is a subject to heavy fishing pressure these days. Yeah. Lobster. I haven't had a taste of a good lobster for a while. You like lobster, Ted?
I suppose.
You can't be a big fan of it because you can't get it often enough, you know. And when you do, you got to pay for it.
I prefer lobster in like a good bisque.
Oh, do you? Yeah. Okay. See, we had, of course, what was it? Tuesday was 6,000 show number 6,000 show for Steve and Ted. And we posted on Facebook. I posted on mine. You posted on yours. We posted on the KNSS Facebook. And then people responded, and we shared some of the responses. I noted one yesterday I want to share with you, and I'm sure J.D.'s not going to mind this, but we got one from J.D. Munley. He says, love those guys, always start my day with them. And that triggered something in my head, and so I replied, you know, I got that little reply line on there. I wrote, are you Jack's son? Worked with Jack Munley at KWBB in my first job. He was a sportscaster. In fact, Jack did TV as well, sports. And J.D. replied, yes, I think we played some softball together with Bulger Cadillac. I think we played on a softball team years ago where we put different guys together to play in a tournament from different teams. This is interesting. Think the first time I met you was at KWBB one night during a ticker tape Arrows game broadcast. And I remember that. I don't remember meeting J.D. I think J.D. went to Carroll. Carroll High School. I don't remember meeting him there, but I do remember watching Jack Munley do what we call a recreation. He sat in a studio. The Arrows were playing in Iowa or something.
Playing a road game, yeah.
And they have a ticker set up where it's a little, it's not an AP wire. It's a little, one of those ribbon type things. And it's just printing out from Iowa what's going on inning by, pitch by pitch.
Right.
And you have to sit there and recreate it within your own mind. Crowd noises are recorded, everything like that. You can't tell. I couldn't. I didn't, before I walked in the studio, I said, what the heck's going on? It was explained to me. Like, oh, man, that was interesting.
Yeah, yeah. It was fake sports.
Yeah, fake sports. Ronald Reagan used to do that when he got into broadcasting.
Yep, Ronnie did that when he first.
But I'll bet you I'm one of, J.D. and I are probably a couple of the last guys in the world who've ever seen that. Very interesting. You'd love it because it requires that the broadcaster's imagination. You're just recreating a game in your head and making the noise.
Making
sound
stuff up.
Yeah.
Yep.
Fun deal. All right. Thanks for listening, J.D. We appreciate that. 718, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. That was fake sports. Now real sports with Ted Woodward. We had some wind surge stuff going on yesterday.
Yep. The season winding down for the Wichita Wind Surge, trying to get that spot in the playoffs. And there were two results yesterday, finishing up the completion of the suspended game from Tuesday night because of the thunderstorms. Wichita was already down 4-1. They resumed it yesterday afternoon, and Wichita lost that game 10-5. Then we had the regularly scheduled game after that, Surge and the Travelers, and they only played a 7-inning game for that one. Wichita had 10 hits, though, twice, trailed in this game by 2 runs, but a huge bases-loaded double drove in 3 runs off the bat of designated hitter Spencer Steer in the bottom of the 5th inning, and that turned things around. Jordan Gore came out of the bullpen to work 2 scoreless innings for his 6th save. He's got a 1.3 earned run average.
Really? Ooh.
Good to hand the ball over to him at the end.
Yeah.
And Wichita wins it 6-4. Nice comeback win for Wichita. Boy, they needed that one because now they're in a pretty good spot. Wichita still has the top record in the league, a 3.5-game lead for that playoff spot with 4 games to go. So they're in really good shape, just 1 win away from advancing to the championship series next week. So good for Wichita. Maybe that win will come tonight. Wichita hosting Arkansas, 7:05 tonight, downtown at Riverfront Stadium. Major League Baseball last night for the Kansas City Royals and the Oakland Athletics. Another 4-hour game between these two. 361 total pitches thrown between the Oakland A's and the Royals. Now, remember, the A's blew a 6-run lead on Tuesday night, and the Royals came back and won. The A's had a 7-run lead last night. And the Royals had the bases loaded, no outs in the bottom of the 9th, but could only get a ground out after that. And Oakland won the game 12-10. Although another big hit for catcher Salvador Perez of the Royals. You heard the game on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
7-leaf clovers now. Those are so rare. There's a fly ball. Hit pretty well. Deep right center field. That's way back there, and that ball is gone. Another Salvador Perez home run. his 44th of the year. Salvi does it again.
Also, 110 runs driven in this season for Perez. That's wow. Number one in the major leagues. All right, the Royals and the A's go at it again today. It's an afternoon game. Got to turn around and play another one. 1 o'clock this afternoon up at Kauffman Stadium to finish up this three-game series. Listen live to that game on KFH. Thursday night football tonight to get the pro football week going. It's in the nation's capital. The Washington football team hosting the New York Giants. Both teams are 0-1. Washington is a 3.5-point favorite going into that one. Washington and the Giants at 7 o'clock tonight. Listen live on KFH. And some women's soccer action. Yesterday in the JUCO ranks, 9th-ranked Butler Community College wins on the road at Neosho County 10-0. 3 wins in a row for Butler women's soccer, and those are all shutouts. And 16th-ranked Cowley College goes up to Hutchinson, wins 4-2. The Cowley women's soccer team is ranked 16th in the nation, and they're undefeated at 5-0. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
7:21 now. Keep it here for the House Call for Health. Could football games become super spreaders of COVID-19? That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.